Is someone there? Do I have another furry visitor? Did another cat come in? Where are you, little kitty? I won't bite. There's no food, if that's what you're looking for. Hello? Kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, a new friend. You're not a kitty. Hi. Oh, no, no, sweetheart. Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. You wouldn't hurt me, right? Hi. My name's Celine, like the moon goddess. What's your name? Ooh, I've never met someone with that name before. Welcome to my home. Sorry about all the dust and mess. I haven't been able to clean it in what feels like days. Hey, are you from around here? I've never seen someone with your type of clothes here before. Oh, how I can't keep up with these new trends. First the rotary dial, then air conditioning, and those automobiles. Technology is moving awful fast. You go to sleep, then boom. The next big thing pops up right in your face and you don't even know how it appeared. May I ask, how did you get in here? This building was boarded up for some reason. My only visitors have been small animals and bugs lately. Where are my manners? I've always been scattered-brained. Enough about me. I want to know more about you. People don't come to visit like they used to. Probably because of the boards. What brings you here? Taking a tour of the property? I'd love to give you a tour of my home. It's not every day that I get to entertain a guest. If only I had some food to prepare for you. Can't entertain guests without food and drink. That's what my mom always said. Oh, I wish I had a maid to clean up around here. This is no way to keep a house. I apologize for this. Please, follow me. Please watch your step. I never did get any electricity for my home, and I've ran out of candles. Thankfully, some light escapes from the window. Say, why do you want to take a tour of my home, if I may ask? You've purchased this land? How could you purchase something that isn't for sale? I never... Sir? If you don't mind me asking, what year is it? My grasp of the passage of time is... not how it used to be. So, it's been... over a century since I last left this place. No wonder you look so different than what I'm used to. It seems quite casual. It also explains why my property has been sold. Hard to pay a mortgage when you haven't left your home in a century. Speaking of which, what is it that you plan to do with my home? Renovate? Oh. Please don't do that. I've known this house all my life. I would even know how to relocate. If I even can. Please don't destroy my home. Well, perhaps we can come to a compromise. Do you plan to build a home on this land? Have you considered renovating this one? It's in a deep state of disrepair, Then, is it not possible? Sir, please, if you can possibly consider just adding to this home, I would be eternally grateful. Add whatever you wish. A foyer, a proper second story, anything. And I could become a sort of housekeeper. Well, do you have a wife? Maybe children? I could teach them a thing or two about my time on the Earth. You know, I could teach your wife how to make a cake from scratch, how to make coffee that would make even the neighbor's husband want a cup. You don't have a wife? How could you not? You seem quite handsome. You also look quite fit. Are you a soldier by any chance? You know, the Great War. Everyone was being drafted. Speaking of which, I sound like a broken record. Is the war still happening? Really? That's wonderful news. Let me tell you, it was all senseless bloodshed in my opinion. Just civilians turned soldier made to fight each other because of what a few people in power decided. Sorry, scatterbrained. Back to the topic at hand. I offer my services so that I may remain in this house. Since you don't have a wife or children, maybe I can just keep you company. I promise I'm easy to get along with. You could ask any of my family members and they tell you that I keep my hands to myself. And I don't go snooping in places that I shouldn't. So you don't have to worry about me entering your room unless you want me to do the laundry. I wonder where my family is. Either way, do we have a deal, sir? You've got me all anxious. What? I wouldn't dream of scaring anybody. My mom wouldn't stand for such tomfoolery, so it never happened. You have my word. I would say let's shake on it, but it seems like I can just walk through you. Oh, what a wonderful day. To finally be able to speak to someone once again is just stupendous. Oh, you must tell me everything. What is it like out there? What technological marvels have been created? What do women wear now, if men wear that? What do you all do for entertainment in this age? I'm sorry. I know. Too many questions. Just start from the beginning.
Hey, what do you have there?
That rectangle in your hand. A phone?
As in a telephone.
Well, sir, you must be pulling my leg. Where's the dial? Shouldn't it be connected to the wall? Where are all its wires? Boy, this looks like something out of a science fiction film. It does more? What could a phone possibly do more than help you communicate?
There's a light coming out of it. Is it okay?
This is intended?
Wow, well, would you just look at that?
They combine two things into one. What more does this fancy little thing do? Does it summon people? Does it make food appear out of thin air? Show me everything that you can, please. I have nothing but time to listen and learn. Now that I think about it, I'm basically a grandma compared to you. You have a lot to teach me. And, most importantly, let's talk about renovations too. What colors would you add in here? Would you like me to help with anything? Oh, I'm so thrilled to talk to someone again. What a joyous occasion. I promise that you won't regret this decision. Oh, silly me. I don't think I welcomed you properly. Welcome to my home. My name is Celine Dunbarton, daughter of DeForest and Gilda. It's a pleasure to meet you.